is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Polly.
Look, yeah, I don't know if you guys can help me out, but I took this girl out. She was smoking, and it couldn't have gone any better.
Yeah.
I took her to my favorite restaurant on the water, the whole deal. And then I have a little business, and I, you know, have a warehouse that I deal with where I do, you know, cotton candy machines.
This guy, I love him already.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I just didn't know the way you were talking. I didn't know that your business was going to involve cotton candy machines.
Yeah, well, someone's got to supply them, right?
Yeah, no, I hear
you. I'm the guy.
All right.
You know, I mean, we got the pink, the blue, both colors.
All right, good. I'm glad business is going well.
This is awesome.
Well, yeah, I got a warehouse where I keep at least 30, 34 of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I took her. I wanted to show her the establishment, and she seemed very impressed.
That's
and
such a turn-on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, we're talking in the summertime. You know, I pulled down some decent money. You know, we have an expression that, you know, it's you get the sticky when you're in the sticky.
It's cotton candy gets all
sticky,
right?
It's an inside thing. I don't think you'd understand.
I think I'm good with not understanding.
Does it mean because cotton candy gets all sticky?
Yeah, do you have family in the business?
No, but we wanted to get into the business, but it just, at the time, things didn't work out.
So, okay, so how did the,
hey, tell Paul, us about you got to know someone. You got to know someone.
Yeah, that's what it is. Tell us more about the date.
Well, so, you know, like I said, the dinner, the wine, the dine, the warehouse, and, you know, I figured slam dunk. You know, I drive a nice Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
And I was gonna drive her back and, you know, and seal the deal. But she wanted to go home, and I've been trying to get a hold of her, and I can't. She won't take my calls.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, you sound like a nice guy. We're gonna try and get this date for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Please. Hello.
Hi. Is this Joy?
Hello.
Is this Joy?
Yes, this is.
Oh, perfect. I'm so glad we got you on the phone. This is, don't hang up. It's the Get Up crew calling from Hot 96.9. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. Okay?
Wait, who is this?
We're calling from radio station Hot 96.9.
Really?
Yes. Now, the reason, can I tell you this real quick? I'll tell you the reason we're calling you. We got a phone call from a gentleman who, he went on a date with you and he really, really enjoyed it and wants to continue seeing if this relationship could flourish. But he's having trouble getting in contact with you.
Right, yep.
Right, so he contacted us. We're contacting you to let you know that we're willing to pay for a date. Wherever you want to go, we'll take care of it if you're willing to go out with this gentleman again.
You've got to be talking about Polly.
And we are talking about Polly. He spoke to him. And let me tell you, he sounds like a really nice guy. He has his own business.
Yeah, he's just nice, but I'm off that.
Well, what can you just tell us why so we can, like, get the, you know, get it back to him? Because, again, he sounded like a really nice guy. He was very confused. He feels like your first date went really well.
Listen, I don't want to be a complete ass, but, dude, this guy is going to, like, drop dead any second. Like, I'm all set. He needs to make some different life choices. I've never been on a date like that in my life, and I'm all set. Like, he's going to die, like, any minute.
What? I don't understand. Like, what do you mean he's going to die any minute?
He's just like, I guess he has type 2 diabetes because he was taking, like, insulin shots all night.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, like, when you have diabetes, you shouldn't eat, like, a shitload of food and sugar and Snickers bars. And, like, he owns this, like, cotton candy factory or something.
Yeah.
Which he took me to and was, like, pounding cotton candy all night and then, like, pounding insulin shots. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I just am all set. Like, I need somebody who's going to be around and, like, who chooses to take care of themselves.
Okay, well, just hold on right there because Paulie, I believe he's still on the phone. He was listening to what you were saying.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can I, Joy, how you doing?
It's me, Polly. You remember?
Oh, man.
First of all, let me explain my diet to everyone. Yes, I have the two, and but I manage it. You know, like every morning I eat a half an apple.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, Polly. You're a lovely gentleman. No, you are not managing it.
This is how I manage it. So I eat the apple, and then for the rest of the day, I take my insulin, and then I could pretty much have anything I want. And yes, I have a certain affinity to sugar. Mm-hmm. You know, it comes with the business. I'm around it. You know, if I dealt in corn, I'd probably eat a lot of corn.
Honestly, like, I'm looking for a serious relationship, you know. I definitely want to get married. I want to have kids. Like, I want to be able to go on vacations and have, like, a long and healthy and fruitful life. And I just felt like Polly, the way he's been taking care of himself, like, he's just not going to be around in 5 or 10 years, honestly.
You know, that's just downright mean and presumptuous. I mean, my life expectancy is at least 50-50.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah, I got a good shot. Yeah. And where do you get this knowledge from, Joy, that you act like you're a Florence Nightingale, a nurse, a doctor? I go to the doctor 3-4 times a week, okay?
Oh my God, I know what's going on. This guy.
So, Joy, are you willing to give him another date?
No, thank you. I'm all set.
Wow. It's a lot.
He's living in an alternative universe right now. I can't even listen to this, honestly.
The more I listen to you, the more I think you were just looking for a discount on cotton candy.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. Get up crew at hot969boston.com.